There's so many lessons in this gospel that are for us. Jesus doesn't quit with Peter, does he? You know, Peter denied him, and that must have broken his heart. And he's on his way to be crucified. But he gives him a chance. Do you love me? 3 times. And reinstates him. It's amazing, isn't it? I mean, like, suppose you were requested, draw up a list of the characteristics, the qualities the Pope should have. Would you start with that he loves Jesus? That's where Jesus starts. And he puts him back in, you see. And that's very powerful. And so he prophesies that he's going to be killed. And he was brought to Rome, or was in Rome, and was captured and crucified. But he said, don't crucify me right side up. I'm not worthy of that. Crucify me upside down. And they did. And as you know, nearly 20 centuries later, they discovered his body under St. Peter's, right under the high altar. And so now that's you can visit that tomb now of Peter. So where does that put us? What's the main quality, therefore, that we should have? Love Jesus. Well, gee, I don't know if I know it. Beg the Holy Spirit to give you a knowledge of Jesus. And you will love him. And he will speak to you. And he will guide your life. And when you learn to obey him, you see, then there is a deep foundation in your life. And it can go wherever it wants to go. Wherever the Lord, the Father has ordained for your life. But the key is, do you love me? Interesting, isn't it? That kind of love can only be given to us by the Holy Spirit. So we should pray for that. How does he give it to us? Just so no. He shows us how attractive Jesus is. He leads us into a real relationship with him, where we know him, see him, have more than an idea. Know his compassion and his greatness. He is the Lord of the universe. And that's who we're going to receive in this bread and wine. The Lord of the universe. Now you might think, you know, I forgot now, is there 1 billion Catholics in the world? There's a lot anyway. But do you understand that every time he comes to communion, he's excited. He's thrilled. He's coming to us to change us, to be close to us, to open up a vision of the Father. He's excited. Are we? That's why we have all these readings and a sermon, and then all the prayers to help us get ready to receive him. You know, I've mentioned this man before, Marius McAuliffe, a friend, Franciscan, did his doctorate on mysticism. His field was mystical theology. And he observed this, that every time a saint arrives at that grace of transforming union, it's through the Eucharist. Isn't that beautiful? So, that's what our Lord is getting Peter for. Ready for. Peter, do you love me? Well, then you be Pope. But you keep loving me, and I will guide you. And I'll take care of you. And you can take care of my sheep. They're not yours, they're mine.